Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'll tell you what, this is definitely Monday. It's starting off as a Monday. You know, and I think of Scripture in Acts 14:22, where it says that we'll enter into the kingdom of God through many trials and tribulations. Oh, my goodness. If you ever want to understand warfare, step into the Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And you will understand that we are in a real spiritual world every step of the way. Folks, if you think for one moment the enemy is going to give up the land without a fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, you are sadly mistaken. But here we are. We're at it again just this last week. If you just joined us, missing Saturday show, we actually went out and protested a store here, a corporate fascist store, a fascist arm of criminal government in the state of Minnesota here, called Menards. And boy, oh boy, do they exemplify and exhibit the Gestapo spirit every step of the way, and we need to put a stop to it. Matter of fact, this week, last week I told you that a 73-year-old man went into the store, got all of his goods, went to the checkout lane at Menards in the state of Minnesota here, and Mrs. Gestapo at the end of the checkout said, "You cannot buy that unless you put on a 38-cent mask that we are selling to you," which, by the way, the manufacturers again tell you don't work, and he said he wasn't going to do it, so they kicked him out of the store. I had enough, and I've had enough, and I'm acting accordingly. If you do right, you are right, and I'm right, and they're wrong. So with that said, just on Saturday, we had probably twice as many people show up than we needed, but we were so grateful. What a great group of people. They stood out there, and I don't think any one of them was sheepish in any sense of the word. They were happy to be there. They were bold-faced. Bold means forward to danger. They were bold to go to the battle, man, and we took it, and I suspect that we reached at least a quarter million people just from that protest. But what happened is one of the people that was protesting with us this last Saturday here, he was a 72-year-old veteran, and he had his veteran's hat on, and he said, "Bradley, I got an idea." And he wasn't being vindictive. He wasn't trying to catch anybody doing the wrong thing. He just said, "Listen, I'm going to go inside of the store right now, Menards in Buffalo, Minnesota." And he said, "I'm going to buy a flag." And so what we did is we took the cameras in, and we filmed it every step of the way. They just walked in. First thing that happens, you get the little Gestapo, mask Gestapo, saying, "You got to put a mask on." And my wife and my son and this veteran said, "We're not going to wear a mask." And then the next thing they retorted to was that of, "You can't film in here." Well, that didn't fare very well neither, because my wife just kept walking right through, and they followed the veteran that was looking for a flag to buy. What you need to hear is this, to show you how far these people are willing to go in an unconstitutional matter, because these corporations are, in fact, acting as the fascist arm of corruption in government. There is no law to make reference that you have to wear a mask. They say it's policy. That policy undermines the Constitution. And to prove the point, what did they do? They literally stalked this veteran 72-year-old veteran from Vietnam that was going to buy a flag, walking right behind him, reminding him that they will not serve you here. They will not serve you here. This is exactly what happened. We have it on video. We got a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com from Saturday and Sunday. Go ahead and click on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll find that article. So what I did is today I called the corporate offices, which are in Wisconsin, and I told them what we did and what we're going to continuously do until they back off their unconstitutional orders. And I got the Gestapo spirit. One of the women that were working there said, well, you're going to have to submit a request. I said, listen, either you're going to give me a person to talk to deal with this issue. I'm trying to be reasonable about it. But if you don't want to be reasonable about it, we'll be out there again, this time with twice as many people as we had last week. Don't test me, folks. And I mean what I say. Don't test me to see if what we're going to do is what we're really going to do, because we will do it. And this is what your enemies aren't used to, friends. Okay? So with that said, I called the local store, and I talked to the manager. And I'll tell you what. I told her the two stories that I just told you, and outside of that, she didn't let me get a word in edgewise. You want to talk about the new business model, especially in corporate America? The new business model is to attack your customers. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, this needs to spread, because it didn't happen just here. It happened in Michigan. We had people flying in. We had people getting out of their cars when we were protesting to join the protest once they understood what we were doing. And I'll tell you, it needs to happen all over the country. Oh, and by the way, it is. We have friends in southern Minnesota that are joining in, South Dakota, California, on the East Coast, all over the country, friends. People are beginning to understand that if we want to remain of free people, that we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith, because without the fight, we're going to lose our freedoms, period, right? Again, that allies itself to 1 Timothy 6:12, and a little common sense, and put that up to James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I've got a show and a half for you today. I could do this probably in three shows, what I'm going to try to get in today. Because if we don't understand, that of Canada has always been a good gauge to pay attention to concerning what's going to happen here in America if we don't put a stop to it even now, okay? Because we're seeing full-blown tyranny in Europe. We're also seeing the people in the hundreds of thousands defy tyranny in government. But more particular, friends, I'm speaking of Canada now. But you should see what's happening over here in Canada. I mean, you have a sodomite that's a prime minister. The rock of offense is God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in their country's preamble. They totally stepped right over the top of him. At least they hope to believe they stepped over the top of him. Oh, folks, they're daring the justice of God, and rest assured, the Lord is not asleep. He's going to respond soon enough, but he's still showing mercy to the people to respond and keeping his commandments. But what we're seeing over there is Mr. Trudeau, this effeminate sodomite who worships the Muslim God, is attacking the church like you've never seen before. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I'm going to show you some video. I'm going to play you some audio. And I want you to listen from their leaders, their officials there, as to the new mandate. It's full-blown police state. Okay, I'm going to play the audio and video, and then I'm going to show you what's happening at this gentleman's church over there, and then I'm going to show you what the courts will not allow over there, so you can understand that this is full-blown tyranny. Their masks off, and I'm talking about those that pull the strings, the tyrants and the powers that are tolerated. Let's pull their mask off, because what I'm going to show you next, line upon line, precept upon precept, does just that. And I don't need to say a whole lot. I'll just show you, and you can hear from their own mouth. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hit this off. By the way, if you want to call in, please call 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and click onto the social media platforms there and join us on live chat. Or you can go over to Before It's News. News.com. We're on the front page over there, beforeitsnews.com, and we're up on the top front page there, friends, and go ahead and join us on social media platforms. We've got much to cover, and we're going to get to Ontario, Canada first, just to show you what's going to happen in America if the American people don't put a stop to it now. And don't tell me the Lord is not merciful to tell you every step of the way as to how this is going to unfold, and it's going to unfold in such a fashion if you continuously stand down in the face of your enemy, making yourself sheep as you allow these effeminate wolves, if you want to call them that, to devour. And put that up against Proverbs 28, verse 1. Go ahead and check this out. This is in Ontario. The officials there are basically making that country a police state. Check this out.
We have implemented the strictest measures in all of North America. And the difficult truth is, every public health measure we have left comes with a massive cost to people and their lives. But we have never shied away from doing what's necessary.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to, first, provide their purpose for not being at home, and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
And our inspectors will also be ensuring that those who absolutely must come to work are strictly following the public health measures. For our employers and employees, take note. This is your last warning.
This is their representatives.
Powers to just randomly stop someone walking down the street or to pull over a car. What happens if a person refuses to answer the police questions?
So by issuing these new additional enforcement measures, it allows police officers to ask the person why they are not at their place of residence and what their place of residence is. And specifically to your question, if you are not willing to comply, then you are breaking the law.
If someone sees their neighbors breaking these new regulations and having a party in their yard, that sort of thing, Should people call police on their neighbors?
In terms of people calling to snitch, to inform, look, we all have a personal responsibility. If it means saving lives, then I think we have to think about what your social responsibilities are as an individual to make sure that you don't empower other people and invite a whole bunch of individuals to your home.
Are you catching this, friends? Again, does anybody understand just a little bit of history here? This is mask off, but mask on you. Mask off the tyrants and their useful idiots over there in Ontario. And this is a government by force, totalitarianism. I wonder if the people in Canada delegated authority to their representatives to attack them. And you'll notice that this is not a virus that's under attack. It's the people's rights that under attack and are under attack. Oh, you think that's far-fetched? Okay, well, let's go back over to that of Canada. And I want you to go ahead and check this out, okay? Because this is insane what's happening here. This is the Canadian church that's been shut down. And I want to highlight something right after I show you this video, especially those who are on social media platforms. I want you to check this out because this is what's happening to a man in Canada. Over 200 police officers, a barrier wall, and helicopter support surrounded the church to make sure that congregants would, in fact, not go inside of their church building. Also keep in mind, the prime minister, this sodomite, Allah-worshipping devil over there, John 8:11, that's exactly what he is. The fruit bears on his wicked branches, so Matthew 7:16. But it's interesting how he's making way for the Muslims to come into his country that mean to not assimilate, but to conquer. But what he's doing is he's making way for the enemy. And see, this is exactly what's scary about allowing these sort of people to take office or incumbency in government, because they're backwards. And if this does not exhibit the fact that they're backwards, I don't know what does or what is. But look at this. Folks, there's protesters standing outside of the church protesting the 200 police officers that have been sent in, that represent the people, by the way, that are being used now against the people. That is why it's called a police state, because an individual wants to have church. They're blaming the pastor for endangering the lives of his congregants. Did you hear what I said? They're blaming him. This reminds me of Bill Gates accusing anti-vaxxers of being responsible for killing children, when in fact, he's the one that wants to lower the world population by 3 billion people. Oh, and don't forget that his daddy was a board member of Planned Parenthood. Okay? But he called anti-vaxxers the responsible party for killing children. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over there, the sodomite, Muslim-worshipping traitor, Luke 22:48 to his own people. He has 200 people surrounding the building to make sure nobody goes to church. Oh, it's a day. Hey, Justin, all of you bad boys, you tyrants, you're putting yourself in a really dangerous position, to say the least. You really you apparently know little of history. I know you think this time you've got one over on the Lord. I know you think your money is going to dominate the God of Israel. I know how all this works. I totally get it. But see what happens is what you don't realize is all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. Okay? All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. Okay? When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. We have a courageous church overseer in Canada doing the stuff, friends. Now, this is what it takes to understand the power of God unto salvation. And boy, oh boy, the power's coming. And boy, oh boy, had the bad guys known what they were doing, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians, spoiling principalities and powers, that's exactly what's coming. Folks, we're going to see the power of God unto salvation as they attempt to continuously nail this pastor to a new cross. Okay? Now, for those that are on social media platforms, you see all the people amassed in aids in helping stand up for the pastor. Praise God for every single one of them. But what I want you to now see is understand the face of the government that they're actually dealing with there. It's not a government. It's tyranny. And it's tyranny every step of the way, friends. Well, what am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about, friends, is they have no authority to be doing the things that they're doing, as I've demonstrated 1,500 times now. There is no law. By the way, when we were protesting on Saturday, we kept asking the corporate fascist Menards in the state of Minnesota here, where is the law? They couldn't answer it. There is no law. And the Bible tells us in Romans 3, friends, that if there is no law, there is no transgression. See, this is what I mean when they play the demigod. They become a law unto themselves, and they mean to be the law, regardless if you agree with it or not. That, again, is the definition of tyranny. Now, our forefathers, and again, you can see on my shirt right now, this is the national slogan that was introduced by Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Now, with what you need to understand is the slogan, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God, is the remedy, Romans 12:21, which, by the way, precedes Romans 13. So put it into context, okay? Let's go over to the courts. So you can see firsthand the face of the government, if you want to call it that, in Canada. Court grants Alberta's request, this pastor, by the way, not to show evidence for health order at Pastor James Coates' trial. In other words, what it says here is a Canadian court ruled unlawfully earlier this week that the government of Alberta will not be required to produce a law or scientific evidence backing up COVID-19 restrictions. Why? As I've always said, friends, they can't prove it. They can't prove the unprovable. And the Canadian court just proved what I've been telling you for 13 to 14 months now. A Canadian court ruled earlier this week that the government of Alberta will not be required to show scientific evidence backing up its COVID-19 restrictions during the up-and-coming trial of Pastor James Coates, who was arrested and jailed for holding in-person worship gatherings. Oh, folks, this is the best thing in the world for the church. This fans the flame. When they throw guys in jail like this, it only encourages others to take a stand. Read the book of Philippians 1. I love it. This is the best medicine for the church. Let's get busy. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting President Biden for creating chaos at the border by not maintaining his immigration policies. Trump telling Fox News,
"It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone."
Closing arguments continuing in the Derek Chauvin trial. The White House says they've been in touch with state and local officials about the aftermath of the trial. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters on Monday they want to ensure there is a space for peaceful protests regardless of trial outcome. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Well, to get a whole lot easier, that's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a news briefing.
The lack of supply, the shortage of locations, the confusing rules are all in the past.
Slavitt noting every American over the age of 16 is now eligible to get vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky insisting that the vaccines are safe and effective and urging everyone to plan to get the shots.
One of the most important things we can do to get back to doing the things we love is to get vaccinated.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey issuing an executive order on Monday banning vaccine passports and preventing state and local governments from requiring Arizonans to provide their COVID-19 vaccination status to receive service or enter an area. Ducey following the lead of Texas and Florida, among other Republican-led states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and jump on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto the social media platforms, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you'd like to call in, please do. I'm dumping as much information on you as I possibly can for the time allotted today, and I've got much to cover. So let's stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I gotta say it again, friends. You just heard it during the break. We want to go back to normal. We're going to have to get vaccinated. No, folks, they've lost the narrative. People aren't getting the shots the way that they wanted you to. Just on Saturday, I took the time to show you how they do what they do. It's confusion by design, Daniel 9-7, right? It's confusion by design. They told us 100 million people last week were vaccinated. I knew it was a lie. Then the CDC reported a couple days later that 66 million people were vaccinated. I knew it was a lie. That's way too many. And then all of a sudden, the very next day, when we listened to the news breaks, if you want to call them that, well, the propagandists and the useful idiots came out again. And what did they tell us? 77 million people now were vaccinated. Well, which one is it? Okay, these are the same people, friends, that continuously throw out 20 different stories to merely distract you, okay, and to confuse you, basically to neuter you at the end of the day. That's why you got to pay attention to the details, because the devil is always found in the details. Rest assured. And those devils, again, they have taken off their masks as they're trying to force them onto you by telling you now, if you want to go back to normal, friends, you better get your vaccination. Listen to me carefully. No. No. As a matter of fact, this fraud is being exposed day by day, more and more, friends. And I expect by the end of this duration of this little pandemic, some people are going to be thrown in jail, at least. Okay? I've already taken the time to show you that in Ontario right now, it's officially a police state. Their representatives are completely attacking their constituents by implying that they have the authority to bring about a police state. So far, friends, that you are being warned, not by the first guy, but the second guy, who sounds like a sodomite as well, who said, you have been warned, and then a caller, by the way, these were softballs, these were all canned questions, they were all pre-scripted. The guy that was calling in, they wanted to record it to set them up for the questions that they answered. That's all they are. This is what happens at the White House all day long. But what's interesting to note, the last woman responded to the caller when he said, what should we, you know, if our neighbors have a party or something, are we supposed to call the police and turn them up? Who would ask a question like that? Except another useful idiot. Okay. The real question is where did you get the law and delegated authority to implement a law that doesn't exist? That's really what it should have came down to. But that's not what you were served up. This is propaganda. And if you look at the face of the useful idiots, friends, these are the people. This is what Judas looks like, every single one of them. How did she answer the question? Well, it's an issue of health. And if it saves somebody's life, she was suggesting that, yes, you turn in your neighbors. Wow, isn't this crazy? I thought it was a virus that needed to be dealt with. I thought it was a virus that was under attack. Put that up against Mark 13:12. And then what I did is I showed you as to what's in fact happening over in Canada right now, as I go across these little commercials that want to pop up on these live feeds. But what's interesting, friends, is I showed you the police that are amassing over there, 200 of them to be exact, that are basically standing against the congregants that want to go to church. Okay. Does this sound like they're at war with the virus, or are they at war with your God-given rights over there in Canada? 1-866-582-9933. Then I showed you the courts granted Alberta the country's request not to show evidence for health order at Pastor James Coates' trial. See, Pastor James Coates wants them to prove the fact that there's a real threat. And the courts granted the government over there, if you want to call it that, they granted the request to not have to produce evidence of what it is that they're accusing James Coates of. They're saying that he's endangering the lives of his congregants. He's saying, prove the virus. The courts are saying they don't have to do that. Then let me ask you something. Then who is calling the shots? Because we're not being ruled by law anymore. We're being ruled by tyrants. Exactly. There you have it. It's exactly what's happening in America as well. Now, what I want to do is I want to take you over to the United States of America. I want to bring you over to Ben Swan. And I want you again to understand that they are incrementally doing here. You're the hardest country, friends. Because you're still an armed people. There's 393.3 million guns into the hands of over 330 million people. You impose a threat to their tyranny. That's why they're taking it soft. But we are seeing soft tyranny right before our eyes all day long. Well, you say it's only soft tyranny. I don't care if it's soft tyranny or hard tyranny. It's tyranny. And it needs to be dealt with. And I'm not just talking about putting a stop to it. I'm talking about dealing with every single one of these individuals that are calling these unlawful tyrannical orders and policies that are undermining our God-given rights. You are the last stand for the globe, America. I just want to let you know that. You are their last stand as well. Okay? So it went from, let's just do a little homework here. Let me just show you how this is working, because now we're taking it a step further than where we were even on Saturday. Okay? So it went from just wear a mask for two weeks. Okay? Then it went to you better wear a mask. Then it went to Governor Whitmer in Michigan saying don't let constituents buy or sell unless they wear a mask. to businesses that bowed to the state rather than fought the state or stood up against the state, right? And then it went from that to wear two masks, and then it went from that to wear four masks. Then it went from that to the CDC said, which is the CDC is not a law unto themselves. They are not a legislative branch, and nor have they got delegated authority to be the answer or the law to the issues in which we deal with today. But we see who our said representatives now work for, and it's not we the people, because they keep referencing over to Anthony Fauci and the CDC and Bill Gates. Okay? And whatever they say goes. Then the CDC comes out and says, if you don't wear one of these masks on an airplane, you can't fly. And if you don't wear a mask, it's going to cost you $250,000 or you might go to jail. Show me the law. There is no law. That's what I want to keep reminding you. There is no law. Okay? Then it went from that to vaccine passports. Then it just went from that to today we just heard some little useful idiot that's digging a hole that she herself is going to fall into, along with everybody else that listens to her, say that if you want life to go back to normal, you need to get vaccinated. I'm here to tell you, no. Okay, let me say it again. No. No. Prove that you have a law. Okay, let it stand up against HIPAA laws. Let it stand up against OSHA laws. Let it stand up against the Nuremberg Code. Oh, that's right. You're done right there. Because you are trying to trample the laws that prevent you from doing the things that you're attempting to do to we the people. And it only works on the ignorant, Hosea 4:6. Did you know that it now has gone to Ben Swan, investigative journalist, just made us aware that the Pentagon, the Defense Department in America, just think about this. The Defense Department in America is now saying that COVID-detecting microchip for under your skin. Oh, my goodness. Defense Department, what a coincidence. What? Look at how these things have all popped up simultaneously at the same time, as if to suggest this wasn't all pre-planned. Oh, it was all pre-planned. Friends, and it's rolling out step by step. And I see all across the world that people are catching on to the fact that, wait a second, everything about this is fishy. Yep, well, most people in the country are now beyond something's fishy here. They see it for what it is. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to take you over to Ben Swan. And I'm going to play this for about 3 minutes, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play the rest of it, because I want you to hear what Ben has to say. He contributes over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. And I want you to check out what it is that he just found. This is insanity, friends.
Heard from so many so-called conspiracy theorists how the COVID vaccine is going to contain a microchip, because the government wants to track you. Of course, we've heard that that's all crazy. And yet on Sunday, a new report from 60 Minutes includes an interview with a scientist from the Pentagon who says that there is now a COVID microchip that can be implanted under your skin in order to help you determine if you have COVID. Take a look at this.
We challenge the research community to come up with solutions that may sound like science fiction. And we're very willing to take chances with high-risk investments that may not work. But if they do, we can completely transform the landscape.
As dystopian as that may seem, get this. The research department that developed this microchip is the same one that actually has been funding gain-of-function research for the last 20 years. Yes, the same gain-of-function research that makes coronaviruses attach more aggressively to human cells. How do all these things interconnect? I'm Ben Swan. This is okay. A lot to get to today, including this brand new report from 60 Minutes that very casually lays out the idea that the Pentagon has created a microchip to be implanted under your skin that can help you determine whether or not you have the symptoms of COVID. Of course, media acts like this is totally normal. Nothing to see here. But is it? We're going to break all that down in just a second. But before we do, a shout out to our sponsor.
So let's go past the sponsors as well. Let's get to the meat and bones.
Better control of.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and tee this up, friends. Again, forgive me. There's sponsors, ads going on there, and we're going to come right back to it just so it's meat and bones for you to pick and choose. Chew it up and spit it out, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back to this report from Ben Swan. Pentagon's COVID-detecting microchip for under your skin. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get back to this report with Pentagon's COVID-detecting microchip for under your skin. I want you to pay attention, friends, as to how this is all rolling out. Notice how it's just all coming about together and coincidentally, right? Not. But here we have it again, friends. Ben Swan taking the time. He's an investigative journalist exposing what's going on there at the corrupt Pentagon in the United States of America.
Show a lot to get to today, including this brand new report from 60 Minutes that very casually lays out the idea that the Pentagon has created a microchip to be implanted under your skin that can help you determine whether or not you have the symptoms of COVID. Of course, media acts like this is totally normal. Nothing to see here. But is it? We're going to break all that down in just a second. But before we do, a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Create Tailwind and createtailwind.com. If you want to get a better control.
Okay, we'll just keep going past that right now. He's got like three different commercials here.
And by the way, they do more than just help you to understand something called.
Okay, great for him.
The Austrian economic.
Trying to get to the point. He literally intertwines like three. No, that's okay. Just let it keep going on.
From the banking system.
Three different commercials at the beginning.
Listen,
of his piece here, so we'll get to it in just a moment.
They are on the side of freedom. They are on the side of helping you.
Yeah, so are we, right?
Your financial and economic independence.
Okay, so here we go.
CreateTailwind.com. All right, let's get to this, frankly, insane interview that took place on 60 Minutes over the weekend.
It is.
It includes a scientist from the Pentagon who explains the new microchip that has been created to be implanted under your skin that will help to determine whether or not you have COVID. Watch this.
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin,
And what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow.
Baloney.
Dr. Matt Hepburn, an infectious disease physician and retired Army colonel, revealed that the microchip, which is not in widespread use outside the Defense Department, could detect COVID-19 in an individual well before a patient zero spawns an outbreak. Now, for its part, the Pentagon insists that no, this microchip won't track you. It's just a tiny sensor under your skin that tells you that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means that you are going to have symptoms tomorrow. Which then raises the question, then why would I ever need this microchip under my skin? It doesn't necessarily detect anything other than COVID-19. Does it detect cancer? Does it detect heart disease? Does it detect stroke? Right now, no. Because this microchip fits right into the narrative that we've been told for the past year, which that there is nothing more deadly, more heinous, and more dangerous to society and to you as an individual than this one virus called COVID-19 that has a 99.6% survival rate. And because of that one virus, you should have this microchip implanted under your skin.
Revelations 13:17.
Determine whether or not you have symptoms. By the way, another way to figure out whether you have symptoms is to actually experience symptoms, because that's exactly your body telling you that you have a virus or you have a disease. That's precisely what symptoms are. Now, we could spend a long time debating about how ridiculous or unnecessary this microchip will be. And instead of doing that, though, I want to spend some time talking about DARPA, the actual organization.
We'll make them one more. I'll get one more point to make here.
That created this microchip in the first place, because that, I believe, is worth taking a look at. This microchip technology was developed by DARPA, or the government's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. By the way, DARPA is the same agency that has been researching and funding research on gain-of-function research for the last two decades. So what exactly is gain-of-function research? That is the research that has been conducted in order to determine whether or not you can take a simple coronavirus and make it attach better in a more aggressive way.
They're creating the problem, is what he's saying.
Coronaviruses, what makes them unique is they are viruses that begin in animals and then make the leap over to people. Back in 2002, when we had the SARS outbreak, one of the complaints, and yes, that is the correct term, one of the complaints that certain scientists working with DARPA had about SARS is that it did not attach very well to human cells. By the way, that is the reason that SARS itself self-eradicated. It didn't go away because of a vaccine or because of some medical breakthrough. It self-eradicated because it couldn't attach well to human cells. And so for the past 20 years, since 2002, scientists getting funding through DARPA have been working on something called gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function is simply the term that's used to describe manipulating a cell, manipulating a virus, in order to make it attach more aggressively and attach better to human cells. As bizarre and insane as that sounds, that research has been going on now for over 20 years. It began here in the United States, and in 2014, when there were a lot of questions about that research and the ethics around it, whether or not this was too dangerous, or whether or not this was essentially mad scientists running amok, the United States government decided it would no longer fund gain-of-function research. And so that research was not stopped, but offshored to China, including to where? Yes, the Wuhan Lab of Virology. And it was at the Wuhan Lab where scientists continued to research how to make coronaviruses that could attach better to human cells. Now, everything I'm saying to you, you may or may not know this already, but let me just say this. None of this is theory. People will call these conspiracy theories. These are not theories.
Yep.
Every single thing I just said to you is laid out in documents for many years, because until COVID-19 showed up, none of this was particularly controversial or well-known.
Okay, so with that said, friends, you're getting the gist of this. I just posted it on my social media platforms. You can watch the whole video if you'd so choose to do so. But it shows you, friends, they're creating the problem, and then they're bringing in the resolve. The resolve, what comes with it, more dictatorial powers, unwarranted, because they empower themselves to act outside of law as they become the law. Okay? Again, this is the oldest trick in the book, friends. Tyranny, every step of the way, as the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. Folks, they're just trying to do it a different way because they got better technology, and so now they're going to try something and think that they're going to get one over this time. And the fact of the matter is they're only getting one over on themselves, and history's going to prove that point again. Because the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will not be dethroned, period. Their father has been dethroned, and apparently that's what makes them mad. And it's interesting as well, friends, they act just like him, don't they? They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And here we are. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it, and I hope you are too, friends, enough to actually do something about it. I want to show you this next video, and I'm going to end the show with this. This is outstanding, to say the least, and I got to make this short. Attorney Leah Dundas warns against turning Orange County, California schools into COVID vaccine centers. Pay attention to what's going on under your noses, friends. And what I want you to do is I want you to listen to what she has to say, what she equates this to, and who she equates it to along the process of this short speech. You ready for this? Check this out, friends.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Shaw and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country.
Amen.
And it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study.
Now look where they're going with this.
The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943
officer.
He was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it.
She's
you know
exactly
what else is
right.
Gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history.
Here's the law telling you that they're breaking the law.
Children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code, so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharas, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and
right
state
on the
law,
screen.
Not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote,
okay, so she's calling, what is she doing, friends?
Consent.
She's calling for justice
for
because they're acting like Nazis. This is what you need to pay attention to. We'll talk to you in 20.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 834-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.